Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Teddy swims. He is a hidden gem.
He is so good, Scott. So
my
good.
Goodness.
He's not so hidden anymore.
I was going to say, he was a hidden gem. He ain't hidden no more.
He's coming to town.
He was just here. He was just here at Starlight. Incredible show.
Did you go?
Yes, we did.
You got to go? Good.
I'm sorry you missed it. It was incredible.
Where was I?
I do not know.
In South Carolina? No.
I do not know.
Huh.
You got to jump on these things early.
I know.
You know what is Thursday night? Next Thursday?
No.
Oh. Let me just tell you, the opening of the new Titanic exhibit at Union Station.
That'll be awesome.
And there's a get all fancy schmancy party to kick off the opening of this new exhibit. And you know, we had George on the show to talk about it one day. And was that the day he said a dirty word?
Yes.
Was another day? Right. And
yeah, it was here that day.
That's right. It was super fun. And, they have a replica of the Grand Staircase with the clock. Like, the actual replica that was on the sister ship to the Titanic is there. And I am so excited. I'm going to come to work. I'm going to bring a ball gown. I'm going to try to get gussied up in between 5 and 6. And then I'm leaving directly next week after work to go to that opening event.
I am not going to go.
Yes, it is black tie. And when I mentioned to Scott that he would have to wear... anything other than athletic shorts, he said he was out. So I am taking Kathy Nelson in your stead.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Oh, we're so excited.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. I am going on Friday night to midget wrestling.
Scott Parks.
With my daughter. It was her idea, and we're very excited.
Those two are the exact same thing.
God.
Well, no, I had wait a minute.
This is high culture here.
Yeah. I could go to the VIP Titanic opening, but instead, I'm going to midget wrestling. Which, by the way, is that really what they call it? I don't think we're supposed to say
that
word
anymore. That is what they call it. The ticket says midget wrestling,
and I think it's also called Dwarfinators.
It's called Little Mania,
something like that.
Midget wrestling.
See, I told you.
That's Eventbrite. It's got it right here.
Yep. Shout out Putnam County.
It's Friday night. Where is it?
Ticket sales have ended.
That's right, because I got mine.
It says North Kansas City.
Yep.
October 23rd.
Mm-hmm. That's where we're going to be. No, because tomorrow's Thursday. We're going Friday night. And I think it's down here somewhere.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, and I'm being serious here for a second, because I had a conversation with my mom about this, because she invited me and T and Maya over and Sarah over for dinner on Friday night. My aunt's in town, my dad's sister. And I said, Mom, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to pass. And she goes, why, you got something going on? Because my brother's going to be in town. They're heading up to South Dakota. And I said, yeah, Maya and I are going out Friday night with T, and we're going to do midget wrestling. And my mom, stop, let me finish my point.
Okay, I'm not saying anything.
And my mom said, oh, I totally forgot about that. Maya told me about that. And I could tell that there was a little bit of hesitation in her voice. And I go, what's the problem? And she goes, well, are you going there, you know, like, to mock them, to make fun of them? I said, absolutely not. I said, they're doing the show for money. And we're paying money to see the show. I said,
why does it make me uncomfortable?
That I don't know. And I really don't. I said, would it be any different, Mom, if I went to an NBA game because all the people there are tall?
Or an ice skating all-star, you know, how the Olympians do the ice skating tour.
Right. Do I go to football games because 50% of the guys there weigh more than 300 pounds?
Is this the Little Mania Midget Wrestling All-Star?
There is an All-Star show. I'm seeing that now.
That is correct. Yes.
And this is being held at a restaurant.
I believe the one we're going to on Friday night is in a large restaurant. Okay. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah. I'm looking at the events.
Their earnings, by the way, vary widely, but professional full-time performers can make between $50,000 and $75,000 a year through a combination of show appearances and merchandise sales.
So it's a regular job.
Now, for independent or part-time performance, sometimes the pay is as little as $20 per match, depending on attendance and show revenue.
Well, somebody here on the text line says, I went last year. The place was packed, past capacity.
Do they take people from the audience to participate in the show?
I hope not.
You should stand up when they ask for that.
I will not. I will stay seated.
Man. I will want to hear about it when you get back.
And I would love to hear about the hoity-toity Titanic Festival at Union Station.
Do you have to bring your own door?
No, but I did ask, will there be a floating door on which I can float and then shove off my lover as he says, help me, and I say, I'll never let you go, but then I do let him go.
Are you going to take a big diamond necklace and throw it?
No, I would keep my hands on that. There are more than 200 priceless artifacts, life-sized room recreations, so you get to see the actual, like, if you were in steerage, this is what the room looked like.
So
you're in first class, this is what the room looked like.
So you're
going. Yes, Dan, before it flooded. It's not at the aquarium.
Wow.
Bring your snorkeling gear. It's an immersive experience. That's not what they mean when they say immersive.
Wow.
I mean, that's what the word immersive means.
You're going to get a fire hose
and spray all the attendees down.
Now, are you going to the Titanic exhibit because you take great interest in the drowning deaths and freezing deaths of 1,000 people?
No, I do not.
You know what it is?
I am fascinated mm-hmm. with the entire voyage. I am. I don't know why. It's one of those things like Jaws. When there's a documentary on about the Titanic, I have to watch it.
And I am fascinated by wrestling and little people performing it.
And you've never been to anything like that before?
No, God, no.
So this is a once, almost like a bucket list thing for you.
I wouldn't put it up that high, Dan. It's not like going to Antarctica or something, but I wasn't even aware of this. I get a call from my daughter. By the way, God help us all, turns 21 tomorrow.
Hmm.
And she says, hey, Dad, I think I found something that you and I would have a real interest in going to see. And I thought it was going to be like Teddy Schwimm's or 5 Seconds of Summer.
Your heart is warm feeling the love.
Yeah, or one of these bands that she's really gotten into lately. And I go, what is it, babe?
What are we doing?
And she goes, midget wrestling, October 24th. Sign me up. Sign me up.
They have a replica lifeboat.
At the midget wrestling?
That you can relive the ship's final dramatic moments. It says it is a totally immersive and emotional experience.
Do you get to get in the lifeboat?
Yeah, I think they do, Dan. So you can see how small they were and why why it was problematic when people, you know, when those boats were lowered and they were not full because there just weren't enough of them. They also, there's some sort of up close look with some sort of submersible that went down, not the ill-fated one, but that goes down, what's his name, James Cameron's, that you can see up close what it looks like now under, you know, we're losing it. It, to the oxidation process, we're losing a little bit of that every single day.
Serious question from the text line, because you are all things expert in this regard. If they have a toilet from the Titanic, Dana, do you think it'll have water in it?
You are awful. You are awful, and I'm not answering that. There's a hat. I'm also fascinated by the China. Like, how did the stuff that survived down
there
survive down there? Like, the China that's all laid out, like you would lay it out in your dishwasher. Laid out under all that pressure.
I don't know.
Just fascinated?
I went and saw the Titanic exhibit 15 years ago, which was probably not nearly as expansive as this one's going to be, and it was still fascinating. They had the remember they had the menus there. They did have some, is it called cutlery? Like
yes.
Cups and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They had some of that stuff. I don't remember. There might have been an outfit or two, if I recall. But
it is a fascinating thing because it's probably the biggest, most unique disaster in the beginning of the modern era.
I say it every time, Dan. It's Mother Nature versus man. Mother Nature is going to win every single time.
Every single time.
They said it was unsinkable. Mother Nature is going to go, you know what? Hold my beer. Hold my beer. And I do believe there are like one or two tickets left to the VIP opening. If you want them, go to unionstation.org.
Last word on the Titanic. I always find the pictures on Facebook fascinating when they show you a picture of, like, from the front of the Titanic, and behind it is a picture of what today's
like a modern
ocean
cruise
liners,
ship.
Cruise ships, the size difference.
It was tiny in comparison.
Yeah, in comparison, I mean, that wouldn't even be considered a cruise ship.
It's fascinating.
That'd be a big yacht. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
What show would be complete without an update from the Louvre?
I have actually demanded a daily Louvre heist update.
The Louvre director telling lawmakers today, we have been defeated.
Oh, no.
The director of the Louvre in Paris took the hot seat today, telling lawmakers that she submitted her resignation following Sunday's brazen daylight heist of more than $100 million in jewels from the museum's Apollo Gallery. Appearing in front of France's Senate Culture Committee for 2 hours, Laurence Deschamps, the president and director of the Louvre, said her resignation was rejected. Last Sunday, I'm quoting from her, from Deschamps, last Sunday, after acknowledging the consequences of the terrible attack that we have just suffered, I submitted my resignation to the Minister of Culture, and she refused it.
You remember 30,000 people a day go through those doors. 30,000 people.
Busiest museum in the world.
The Guardian is reporting today that the Louvre's new must-see is not anything inside. It is the window smashed by the thieves, that visitors starting today started flocking to visit the museum to see evidence of Sunday's dramatic robbery. More so for that than the works of art inside.
Okay. Deschamps said that all of the museum's alarms worked, as did its video cameras, but noted there was a weakness in security.
The window. It's called a window.
The weakness of the Louvre, quoting here from Deschamps, is its perimeter security, which has been a problem for a long time, certainly due to underinvestment. She said a Grand Louvre renovation project began 40 years ago and has only affected half of the museum.
Did you read the story in the New York Times about the layout and the just grand historic nature of the building itself makes it almost impossible to update it in the way that it needs to be updated to prevent something like this from happening?
When you consider that they started upgrading the security 40 years ago and have only gotten to half of the building.
Yeah, it's
40 years ago?
Yeah.
I was in high school.
That's not her fault either. The one who offered her resignation. You know, there have been many people at the helm that, I don't want to say could have gotten all of the renovations done, but this, you can't just dump it on the person who has the title now.
The Louvre did reopen today.
Yeah.
For the first time since Sunday. Police are still on the hunt for the four thieves who made off with eight pieces from the museum in a daylight robbery that took just 4 minutes.
God.
$102 million worth of stolen jewels. We've told you that. The wrongdoer. There we go. The wrongdoers. Who took these gems won't earn 88 million euros if they had the very bad idea of disassembling these jewels, said the prosecutor who is leading this investigation. We can perhaps hope that they'll think about this and won't destroy these jewels without rhyme or reason. Well, they have a reason. It's money. You can't sell a crown. Nobody's going to buy it. Because then they would be an accessory to the crime.
I think the wrongdoers know that because I read this was very highly organized.
It had to be.
These were highly organized wrongdoers.
They knew the wrong. See, I think we're going to change out ne'er-do-wells with wrongdoers for a little while.
I am so down for that. Are we voting? I say yes.
I say yes. Absolutely. Wrongdoers.
I like it.
Well, they number one, they had to get the equipment. That means the flatbed truck with a very large
ladder.
Ladder on the back. They had to know exactly which window to go in.
Yep.
And it was right next to the river. So they positioned themselves perfectly, dressed up as if they belonged there.
Yeah.
Knew exactly which window to go in, exactly what to grab.
4 minutes.
And what to get out in 4 minutes.
We have a wrongdoer in Waldo. The FBI is searching for a suspect in a bank robbery in Waldo this afternoon. Just before 2 p.m., a person that you cannot see but is described as approximately 5 feet 10 inches tall with a medium build went into the U.S. Bank on Gregory Boulevard. And when I say you can't see him, he is wearing these gigantic Oakley-looking sunglasses, kind of like Patrick Mahomes wears, like the big, big, thick, wide Oakleys, a gray hoodie, and a full black mask. And then he's completely covered head to toe in like a Carhartt jacket and black jeans and shoes. So we would describe him, but literally you can only see what, 2 inches of his forehead, inch and a half of his forehead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything else is covered.
You're going to have to identify him by his clothing. Somebody's going to have to recognize what he's wearing. Is that a KU jacket?
I can't tell.
That looks like a Jayhawk on his left breast.
No, it's NB. It's New Balance.
Okay.
It's NB. That is the New Balance logo. Huh. So there is a local wrongdoer, and we'll post that on our social channels if you happen to know the man behind the mask. It is such a horrible way to try to make a living. I never understand.
Because it's a federal crime. Jinx.
FBI is going to find you. The average haul that people get in these stupid little robberies,
it's like $3,000 to $4,000.
Yeah. Okay. And you're going to prison like for a long, long, long time. New Balance wrongdoer guy.
Unless your name is, what was her name?
Oh my God.
Bonnie
Gooch.
Bonnie Gooch.
Oh, Bonnie Gooch. Time served, Bonnie Gooch.
Bonnie Gooch. By the way, back to the loop for a second. Did you not tell me, somebody mentioned this online just now. Did you not tell me yesterday off the air that these jewels were not privately insured?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, who puts that much jewelry on display and doesn't have that insured?
Do you know what it would cost to privately insure every piece in a museum? You wouldn't be able to run. You wouldn't be able to run.
The Louvre makes, do you think the Mona Lisa is not insured? Well,
it's priceless. I don't know how you would insure something like that.
Well,
there's no amount of money that's going to replace it.
I agree with you on that, but these jewels are, quote, priceless.
Who's going to write that policy? We would need $10 trillion if something happened to any one of these things. Are there insurance companies that deal in like massive high quantity?
Of course. Do you think the painting, the water lilies at the Nelson Atkins by Monet is not insured?
But why insure something that cannot be replaced? You are never going to be able to replace that.
Because it still has monetary value.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, I mean, can a human be replaced?
I would say no.
We insure them?
Well, you're insuring against the loss of income, not to replace the human being.
Well, I understand, but we also insure human being for your health. Your health is irreplaceable.
That's true.
And yet we still insure people for their health. I just think there has to be some sort of monetary value you can put on, like, the Mona Lisa. Now,
oh, man.
But if you have 30,000 visitors a day, I'm assuming I've been to the Louvre once.
Let's say it's 20 bucks to get in.
It's not free. I don't think it's free. And if it is, it shouldn't be. I mean, think about how much money they make on an annual basis.
Yeah.
Just from people walking in that door. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
A story here from the Associated Press. The NFL is not reconsidering. Check that. The NFL is not considering dropping Bad Bunny as its Super Bowl halftime headline performer, according to Commissioner Roger Goodell today, reaffirming a decision to put the Grammy-winning Puerto Rican artist on the league's biggest stage that did lead to some criticism. Goodell, addressing the Bad Bunny controversy at his news conference, following the annual fall owners meeting, it is the first time that he has commented on the move that was announced in late September that garnered worldwide attention, including an increase in streams of Bad Bunny's music, which I believe was already third worldwide on Spotify. It is carefully thought through, said Goodell. I'm not sure we've ever selected an artist where we didn't have some blowback or criticism. It is pretty hard to do when you have literally hundreds of millions of people that are watching. I'm not a big fan. I couldn't name one song, but I'll give it a watch. Sure. I didn't know a lot of the songs that Beyonce performed last year.
Update on a story we covered pretty extensively at the time that it happened. Remember the dad that dove in off the Disney cruise ship because the daughter fell into the ocean?
Yes.
They have just announced the mom will not face charges after the little girl fell overboard.
Was she propping her up on the balcony to take a picture?
Yes, it happened June 29th between Florida and the Bahamas. The fact they survived is miraculous. According to reports at the time, the Broward County Sheriff's Office said the child's family was on the fourth deck of the ship. You know how big those ships are, Scott.
Yes.
The fourth deck when they stopped to take a photo. The girl's mother reportedly pointed to the porthole railing, and her daughter climbed onto the railing and sat down. The five-year-old girl lost her balance and then fell backward off the railing into the ocean about 50 feet. The incident report shows the mother initially did not realize the daughter had fallen into the ocean because she assumed a glass barrier was present. However, once she realized her daughter was in the water, she started screaming. Dad jumped in. They treaded 20 minutes. Listen to this. She had, the little girl, mild hypothermia and an excessive buildup of lactic acid in her blood. The father was hospitalized with hypothermia, the same lactic acid issue, and two spinal fractures and then treaded water 20 minutes to try to save his little girl. Mm.
Hero.
Do not trust that the porthole railing is glassed if there... Always assume you're going to fall overboard.
You will never catch me on a cruise.
Really?
I went on one when Sean and I were married, and it was a small cruise liner. We went to the U.S. Virgin Islands, and it was nice and all. I mean, it was beautiful to sit on the deck and look out over the Gulf of Mexico and go to the Virgin Islands, and it's beautiful. But the sleeping at night and the hitting the waves and everything. And
you don't think that's like...
No.
Whatever happened to the waterbed?
That's a great question.
That was the coolest thing. If you had a friend that had a waterbed back in the day, mm-hmm. like late 70s, early 80s, and then they just went away.
I had a buddy, he's still a friend. We went to high school together. He ended up at K-State, and he had a queen-sized waterbed. Have you ever slept in a waterbed with someone?
It's not easy.
Let's say when they move, you move.
But it's sort of... Da-da-dum, like rhythmic, like a cruise ship.
I think it is if you're sleeping in it alone, and you know. But guys, I don't know. Maybe I'm unique in this regard. But when I would go visit buddies in college, we would probably sleep in the same bed. Nothing weird about that.
No.
And I would sleep in Scott's waterbed in Manhattan. But I knew every time he rolled over,
you're rolling
because I'm rolling over too.
My parents had a waterbed when I was little. Like early to mid 2000s,
no
my
way.
Parents still had
did
a waterbed.
Did they fill it with a hose? Didn't you have to somehow get a hose in the house?
Yes,
you did.
Yeah, you did. Because you couldn't, if you tried to fill it up outside, the thing weighed like 1,500 pounds. So
here's,
like
here's
there
the
was
deal.
No way.
How do you empty it time to move?
Yeah, here we go. I have a feeling I know why the waterbed went away. I bet you the insurance companies are like, nope. Because you get one prick on that thing and it's over.
My parents had three kids.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
My parents had three kids. That waterbed was not going to last much. They got rid of it before one of us inevitably in those early mornings jump up and down on mom and dad's bed to wake them up. We all would have gone swimming.
Here we go. Waterbeds declined primarily due to competition from new mattress technologies like memory foam.
No, I bet that's not true.
Other factors include changing consumer preferences. Okay, sleeker bedroom aesthetic. I'll give it that because remember they had huge box frames around them.
Yep.
Difficulty moving them, and this says landlord restrictions. Waterbeds were extremely heavy, sometimes exceeding 1,600 pounds.
Wow.
Which caused concerns about floor damage. They were also prone to leaks, and many insurance policies did not cover the resulting water damage.
Hmm. Yeah, you get one prick on that, and it'd be a real problem. Maine Senate candidate Graham Plattner said today that he has covered up a controversial tattoo that appeared to have a resemblance to a Nazi symbol.
Oh, good God.
Plattner, who is a U.S. military veteran and an oyster farmer, you've probably heard of this guy, is running for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate in Maine. He said in an Instagram video today that he got his skull and crossbones tattoo covered yesterday. Quoting here, "I have lived a life dedicated to anti-fascism, anti-racism, anti-Nazism. I thought that racism meant blah, blah, blah." Anyway, long story short, I heard his story. He said that he was over in southeastern Europe, I believe it was in Croatia, serving in the military, in the Marines, and he and his buddies had some shore time. They got wasted, went into a Croatian tattoo shop. There were all the examples of things you can get on the wall. And he just thought, you know, nothing says Marines like skull and crossbones. And he claims, I'm going to believe him, he claims that he did not realize that this was also a symbol used during Nazi Germany. And once he found out and was running for the U.S. Senate, he got it covered up.
Yeah.
I'll take him at his word. A new study suggests that walking just 4,000 steps a day, rather than the more widely recommended 10,000 steps a day, could be enough to lower one's risk of death by up to 40%. The research, published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, analyzed a study of more than 1,300 older women over the age of 62.
Yep.
Researchers found that women who walked 4,000 steps once or twice a week no matter the intensity, the method, or the speed. Cut their risk of death by 26%, their risk of heart disease over the course of a decade by 27%. How far is 4,000 steps?
Okay, this is how I can tell you. There are days where I don't get very many steps because we sit here, right? Yeah. 4,000 steps is like, how do I put this? I can only get 10,000 steps in if I walk 9 and ride 9 when I'm playing golf. If I don't, it's like,
and that's how many?
5,000. I can only get 10,000 steps in
if you walk
on
half
a work
the course.
Day. Okay. On a work day.
All right. If you walk half the course.
Yes. That's how I know I get 10 because I've clocked it so many times.
Well, who's in the cart?
I used to walk the front 9 and then ride the back 9.
Okay.
So 4,000, is that just what steps do you get when you're just not doing a whole lot? Like you're not working out, you're not going on a walk. What steps do you just do living your life? Like walking from your car into the building, walking around the kitchen, you know, picking up laundry. What is just a normal day of non-exercise?
So 4,000 steps is roughly 1.5 to 2 miles.
Oh, God.
Roughly 30 minutes of walking.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of days I'm not hitting that metric.
Well, it just says here in the story, you only have to do it 2 to 3 times a week.
Okay.
Ever since I got the new dog.
I know. I was going to ask you.
I'm walking a lot. We go walking every day.
Do you walk an hour?
No, probably 30 minutes.
Okay. But that's great.
But we walk every single day.
Good for you. I need a dog. Then I would walk every single day.
Thought you were going to get a dog.
No, I'm not. I'm just, if we had one, I would walk it.
I thought you hung out with a dog the other day.
Theoretically. No, I did not. No, we borrowed Carrie's dog for like 2 hours.
So you did hang out with a dog.
Yes, and I thought to myself, if I had a dog, this would be a great time to go on a walk.
Why don't you get a dog?
I should get a dog.
Is Johnny not letting you get a dog?
No, it just, it hasn't come up.
Yes, it has, Dana.
No, I just am saying if we had one, I would walk. I think, you know, but then if I had a rower, I would row, and that didn't turn out.
And you thought if you got an e-bike, you would bicycle.
Well, it tried to kill me. That's different. I don't trust those things. Don't let your kids on those things.
Okay.
They buck like a mule.
Okay. You know, all the kids are, I was at the-
I'm aware.
No, I know. They're all in those little, what are those things?
E-scooters.
It looks like a skateboard with big handlebars sticking out the top?
Yeah, e-scooters.
All right, so I'm at the gas station this morning, and before work, obviously, and I see a grown-ass man-
Oh, yeah.
A gam, roll up in my neighborhood at the Phillips 66, and I'm just out there pumping gas, and he comes rolling around the corner on one of those, what are they called again?
E-scooters.
E-scooter. Sorry, I don't have one.
It's an electric scooter. E-scooter.
Got it. He comes rolling around the block on an e-scooter. He had to be 45 years old.
Scott?
Went in, got himself a pack of smokes.
I see it all the time. Yes, e-scootering with the cigarette is a thing. I've seen it.
And gets back, he parked it right up in front of the gas station.
You're getting sunshine, you're getting some fresh air, you're not getting any exercise.
You're not getting any girlfriend
and
either.
And you're rolling the dice of a very serious closed head injury, but...
There was no helmet involved.
I told you the other day, a guy rode by on an e-bike, and he had a smoke in one hand, and...
Tell me a beer in the other.
His phone in the other, and I thought, well, buddy, you do you.
Telephone number here is 913-586-77. Take you to Birmingham, England. Yes, where Ozzy's from. The sudden appearance of a 65-foot Christmas tree in a busy city center has sparked outrage among locals after it was erected in the middle of October. We do need to have this conversation. The massive fir tree was erected in Birmingham City Center Victoria Square over the weekend in preparation for its annual German market. The tree is put up each year in the bustling streets surrounding the city's notorious Bullring shopping center.
Sure.
The tree, which is raised on a large wooden platform, I don't even know what punters means, but it must be some English word. Anyway, they're upset. Locals are saying it is way too soon for the Christmas decorations in the city.
I thought the same thing. You know me, I'm a little bah humbug this early in the year. I'm like, you know what? At least get us to Thanksgiving or knocking at the door of Thanksgiving. But I went to my favorite little cafe the other day. You know, I love that Cafe Equinox. And I went, and they have the most stunning, they're just now starting to put it out. It is a winter wonderland. The most stunning display of trees you've ever seen in your entire life. Just to enjoy. Not to buy. You're just there to enjoy
them. Are they fir trees or just trees?
They're trees.
Fir trees?
Fir. Okay. And I looked around and I thought, this has put me in a better mood. I was like a child in there, filled with wonderment and joy. And, you know, do you have neighbors who have their lights up yet?
My neighbor to the south literally put his lights up over the weekend. It is way too early.
Are they lit or did he just like, because I have no problem hanging them now so you're not doing it when it's 10 degrees outside.
I have not seen his lights on yet.
Yeah, if you hang them now and you don't turn them on, that's fine.
All right.
Then, you don't want to be hanging out there when it's snowing.
Well, then riddle me this, Batman.
Look at how beautiful this is. I mean, it's just gorgeous.
But it's October 22nd.
I know.
I was in the store the other day, and they've already got the Christmas decoration stuff out.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that. When I'm in the store, I'm like, don't try to sell me something. I'm not there yet.
This used to remind me, back in the day in the radio business, there were two what we call adult contemporary stations. Read that, Kenny Loggins, Air Supply, stuff like that, okay? Soft rock.
Yeah.
It's called adult contemporary in our business.
Yeah.
And there used to be a couple of adult contemporary stations, AC stations. And it was a fight to the bottom to see who would flip to Christmas music first.
Oh, yeah.
And it used to be, you know, it would be like the day after Halloween, so November 1st. That apparently, you know, first in, first win. There was one year, I can't remember how long ago it was, probably a decade or a little bit more ago, where one of them flipped to nonstop Christmas music at the beginning of October.
I know.
Three full months. I love me some Jesus. Don't get me wrong. But 3 months of dancing in the storm.
I know. And you don't like Christmas music either.
I do not. I'm not a fan of Christmas music.
Now, on the day of, we always watch Elf on Christmas Eve.
Except,
always.
Except that Kansas City song.
Stop it. You like Little Drummer Boy.
I do like Little Drummer Boy.
Like that's Michael right. McDonald's Little Drummer Boy. That's so good.
Ooh, I think Bob Seger's is better.
Ooh, Bob Seger's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got some Bon Jovi. Bells will be ringing.
Ugh.
That's pretty good. Don Henley did a version of that that's very good.
Okay.
It's just not time yet. I need like 3 more weeks.
Give me some Striper. He's the reason for the season.
Okay. No one has requested that ever, actually, in the history of music.
Well, it's a good song.
You know it's a good song?
What?
I'm All Out of Love. What am I without you?
Nothing.
I'm throwing devil horns. I'm sorry.
You don't ever throw devil horns at an Air Supply.
Have and did and will.
Today is National Make a Dogs Day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We should make a dog's day.
Americans spend roughly $1,700 a year on their dog. That seems a lot to me. Birthdays today. Christopher Lloyd is 87. Doc Brown. He's still around. 87 years old. That means he was 47 in those movies. Zach Hansen, the youngest Hansen brother, is 40. Go ahead and feel old.
Really,
we
got to
go. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well and be good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.